Jess in with you this morning. Now, Upper Hunter Homeless Support do amazing things in our community from one end of the Upper Hunter to the other, and they've recently launched a fantastic new program that's really targeted at those more regional parts of the Upper Hunter. To give us all of the details, Community Relationships Coordinator Marina Lee Warner joins me in the studio. Marina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Jess. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
That's good.
Now, this is an awesome new program. It's been on the cards for a little while.
Certainly has.
Explain it to us.
Okay, so we're calling this Heart to Heart Safer Rural Conversations. So basically, we have got some additional funding to take domestic and family violence education, support and resources out into the more remote rural parts of the Upper Hunter. Because at the moment, we're finding our work is really concentrated on, you know, the major hubs of Muswellbrook and Singleton. So this is a chance to go out into the rural communities and have the conversations about domestic and family violence. It's not an easy conversation to have, but it's one that we need to have. And I think the media at the moment is, you know, it's all you have to do is turn on the radio or read the news or go onto social media and there is a story about domestic and family violence. So it's out there in the open and people are talking about it.
Mm. And to target the more regional, rural parts of our area, I think is fantastic. We've always said that, you know, those are the regions that miss out when it comes to services and getting easy access to help or even just someone to talk to.
Yeah, that's right. Like it's a well-known statistic that people in the bush have poorer health outcomes because of the lack of access to health services. The same goes for social problems as well.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, being rurally isolated, that can be one of the major factors contributing to domestic and family violence. So it's not about going in there and breaking families up. It's about giving them the information and the resources to know that the support is out there to make that first step to getting help before it reaches crisis point, which is what we see all too much of.
Exactly. So within this program, what's your role going to be? You're going out to these areas?
Yeah. So basically, and I've got a colleague, Una Garland, who's working with me on this. So we're wanting to reach community groups, schools, CWAs who have already jumped on board. They are so supportive of this. So looking forward to partnering with CWAs. And look, we may create some little social events ourselves, but otherwise we're really interested in getting out into areas, talking to already existing community groups and saying, you know, how would you like us to present this information? How can we have a conversation with the members of your group as well? So we want to hear from everybody. And also something that we're looking at down the line is that I read something recently about a group called Hairdressers with Hearts.
Ah.
And that's a movement that started in, I think, 2019.
Yeah.
And so those kind of, you know, business groups and sectors we want to reach out to as well.
Yeah.
And what Hairdressers with Hearts are about is they are getting domestic violence training and support so that when a client comes in and talks about their situation, they can link that client with the appropriate support services.
Yeah.
Because often a woman who's in a situation of domestic violence, that can be the only chance she's on her own is when she's at the hairdresser or the beautician. And as we all know, we divulge some of our deepest, darkest secrets.
I don't even
know
why. Yeah. The hairdresser knows everything.
Yeah. And that was one of the quotes from the woman who started it up. You know, she said, you know, the clients will come in, they'll divulge their information and they'll go, I don't know why I'm saying this. It's a safe place.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've built up rapport with their clients. So that is something we're looking at, is holding some training sessions beauticians, hairdressers and any other businesses. If they would like us to come and speak to them, we're available.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little PowerPoint presentation. It'll go for just under an hour. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So if you are a business or a community group or someone who wants to get in touch with you about this program, what's the best way to do that?
Okay, so they can give us a call at Upper Hunter Homeless Support, which is 65425051, or they can call me on my mobile, which is 0418 786 878. We'd love to hear from anybody who would like to have us involved in their community group or workplace.
And you can come see you at Upper Hunter Show this weekend.
That's right. We'll be at the show on Friday and Saturday. So if you're at the show, come along. Our stand will be next to the main pavilion, I believe.
Yep.
So come along, say hello. We'll have some giveaways. And look, we're always up for a chat. Come and, you know, find out what we do.
Fantastic. Marina, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jess.